You're listening to the CryptoCast podcast.
Welcome to the Crypto and Blockchain Talk.
Hello.
Hey.
Guten Tag.
Hallo.
Hola.
Shalom.
Hallo.
Namaste.
Ni hao.
Vivet.
Hello.
Salut.
Yassas.
Salve.
Ciao.
Bonjour.
Our podcast talks about the latest trends in the worlds of cryptocurrencies and the blockchain.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Crypto and Blockchain Talk. This week, we're going to be talking about cryptocurrency and the environment. Of course, the environment is a constant hot topic because it is our responsibility to look after the planet. And I would like to start with maybe a little fact, which I think maybe you should be aware of. And that little known fact is that Bitcoin mining is using up more electricity than the entire country of Ireland. Yes, the entire country of Ireland. Now, while Ireland's entire population is quite small, with less than 4.8 million people, the power consumption of Bitcoin is often still underestimated. It is odd to think that just one currency might consume the same amount of energy every year as 6.3 million US households. But is it such a crime that the financial revolution, which is changing the world, needs a little juice to get going? Let's look deeper into the situation. Using electricity of itself is fine. Electricity itself is part of nature. It's not like styrofoam that was created in a contamination-free lab by scientists in white coats. The environmental hazards lie in how electricity is generated. Despite it being 2018, there are many countries who are still using coal and gas in their power plants. A disturbing piece of news really brought attention to the issue when a decommissioned coal mining plant in Australia was purchased by a Bitcoin mining company to be reactivated solely to power Bitcoin mining equipment. In this case, it seems like we're moving backwards. In order to fire up a coal plant so that we can mine Bitcoin, we need to, of course, keep the efforts up to keep our air clean and our ozone layer intact. There is a significant movement and belief that says that we can have cryptocurrency mining and a clean environment at the same time. Now, according to research conducted at ICOBench.com, there are 54 mining companies alone that started in the last 2 years who are boasting using renewable clean energy that powers their mining rigs, either using solar or hydrogen, wind power, a combination of the three, or some other new technologies that we have seen which are 100% reliable on renewables. A handful of other mining farm startups claim special rate deals from local power plants, but ultimately that will struggle to compete with the rates of sun rays and hydro dams. There's even a project for creating electricity through a magnetic vacuum, which is an interesting innovation by itself. While there is no telling yet if this really works on a large scale, necessity once again is driving technology forward. According to the Digiconomist, Bitcoin is currently using, in total, 0.31% of all the world's electricity. So why does Bitcoin need all that energy when many other coins don't? To create Bitcoins, which are by far the most valuable currency at this time, you have to use a mining rig, which is a powerful computer that performs calculations of random math problems and submits the results to the blockchain. Every 10 minutes, one of these results will be right and will be chosen to receive a block reward. And this block reward contains a certain number of Bitcoins, which decreases over time. And currently, that reward is worth almost $100,000. This method of creating coins is called proof of work. Now, this has another function as well. It keeps your network decentralized. In other words, mining keeps your network decentralized so that no one or any small handful of people control it. Proof of work ensures the validity of the transaction better than any other consensus method so far. This was an excellent way to do things in theory for many years. However, now that industry has gotten involved, there are really only a small handful of companies with large enough infrastructures to mine the majority of bitcoins. The vast majority of calculations solved per second, which is known as the network hash rate, is currently controlled by 7 major pools. That's not at all what a decentralized network should look like, and it's not what the Bitcoin Foundation intended. Bitcoin is not the only coin consuming tremendous amounts of energy. Ethereum is the next largest coin, around a third of the size of Bitcoin. Their founder is considering changing the consensus mechanism so no more coins can be mined and going over to something called the proof of stake system, which is extremely more energy efficient. But then there will be another problem, because new coins are given based on how many coins people already have. A powerful investor could easily just purchase the majority of the coin, which would total several billions of dollars, and essentially own the entire network. There are many other types of consensus algorithms, which is discussed in a prior podcast called Blockchains and Algorithms. And until more time and trials have passed, it does appear that proof of work currently is the best way to secure a cryptocurrency network. As with demand, supply must grow in kind. What happens when all of the current renewable energy sources are not enough? Bitcoin miners will simply invest in building more renewable energy infrastructure, and that can only mean good. When new consensus methods are discovered, and mining is either obsolete or much more energy efficient, this surplus renewable energy will then trickle into the rest of the grid, causing fossil-fueled plants to slow and eventually shut down. Currently, the electricity consumption by Bitcoin may be a problem, but in the long term, it could very well lead to a much cleaner, energized Earth. On a last note, it was really interesting because this year, this March of 2018, there was a crypto hour, which was organized by the World Wildlife Fund, which basically asked for people who were mining cryptocurrency to just for 1 hour to turn off for only 1 hour their hardware, in other words, their mining hardware, from between 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. at nighttime, that is. And the whole point of that initiative was to demonstrate that even crypto miners understand that they have a social responsibility and a commitment to care for the planet. And apparently, a number of miners did participate in this event, even though I don't have any substantiated numbers on how many did participate. But it says here that a number of miners did participate. Because this crypto hour went well for its first time, they are hoping to actually organize another one of these to really, again, focus on the need for eco-friendly solutions to mining cryptocurrencies. But what I thought was even more interesting is I wanted to give a donation, and I went on to the World Wildlife Fund donation page, and they don't have a crypto option. So on a shout out to the World Wildlife Fund, I think because you're supporting blockchain, we can see this by the number of efforts you're putting into using blockchain to track endangered species and how food production can be more ethically sourced by using blockchain. We can see that you're into blockchain and crypto. So I do urge you, if there's anyone from the World Wildlife Fund listening, please include crypto donations, and I think you'll see the number of donations you get rise. So on a closing note, I'd like to thank you all again for listening to Crypto and Blockchain Talk. We love having you as our audience, and we look forward to having you again next week. Listen to us as we talk about what's important in the worlds of crypto and blockchain. We also invite you to follow us on social media on our Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Google Plus channels. And subscribe to us on TuneIn and Spotify. Again, thanks for listening, and we look forward to you being our listener again. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the CryptoCast podcast. Stay tuned in for more episodes.